Halina Krzymowska was born in 1927 in Warsaw. She was the daughter of a high-ranking civil servant, Jan Kamieniobrodzki, who worked with the Bank Polski. When World War II broke out, the teenage Halina left Poland with her mother and brother in a convoy that was evacuating the Bank Polski reserves. The family crossed Ukraine, Romania and Yugoslavia, and eventually, with a group of other Polish people, ended up on the Isle of Krk in today's Croatia. They spent several years on the island, far from the ravages of war, which all came to an end in 1944. The Isle of Krk was invaded by the Germans, who arrested the Polish citizens. The Kamieniobrodzki family were separated. Halina and her mother were transported to Ravensbrück. At the camp I met young women, all of them my age, about 16 or 17 years old, fit and healthy and beautiful, who had been transported to the camp to serve as guinea pigs and to be used in experiments to save the lives of the German soldiers.
Będą mogli ratować swoich żołnierzy walczących, tak i dziewczynie.
These girls had their bones broken and their wounds infected. Then the doctors would come and heal them. When they began to fester, the doctors made no effort to help them fully recover.
Do pełnego wyzdrowienia.
So most of the girls died after this pseudo-treatment. In the camp, Halina worked in the sewing room and as a builder on the SS officers' houses. Separated from her family, she had to wait many years before catching up with her nearest and dearest.
Brata odłączyli od matki.
My brother was separated from my mother and vanished into thin air. After some time, I managed to collect more information, and I found out that he had been transferred to a special orphanage for Aryan-looking children or children that were more likely to become German. Instructors worked with the children to turn them into Germans, and they stayed either in German families or in centers where special training methods were used. The Ravensbrück survivor is very brief and yet moving in her account of the atrocities of life in the camps.
Niemcy w obozie traktowali nas, więźniów.
The Germans treated us prisoners like scum. They could kill you or kick you or throw you away. They did as they pleased, and they had no respect for anyone. There was no one to help us. We are nothing but fodder. Not even that. We were like slaves, like mules, to be exploited, with no right to human dignity. When World War II ended, she and her mother moved to Sweden for a while, and then later returned to Poland, where they finally settled in Kraków. The atrocities of war that she experienced as a teenager would never put a damper on Halina's happiness and vitality. For many years, she was extremely active. She mountaineered and skied. She and her husband also toured Poland on a motorbike.